My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I like to check out other builders' construction projects. My voyeurship is limited to what I can see by driving by, since it's just not in me to stop in. Two have recently stood out. One is a house being built in a portion of what was a cornfield. A wet cornfield. Wet as in a couple feet of standing water in the spring cornfield. The project was started by bringing in a mountain of fill. They must have raised the elevation of the building site a good 8 feet. They took advantage of the hill they brought in by siting the house on the edge of it and utilizing a walkout basement. About a month ago, they brought in a portable screen. I've never seen one in action before. The portable screen was dump truck size. They placed it in a notch cut into the bank. Prior to infilling the lot, they had stripped and piled all the topsoil. They now fed the topsoil through the screen and used the screened topsoil for the final grading of the lot. The house isn't my taste, but boy, does the lot look sharp post-grading with the site-screened material. The other project I've been watching is in a community with some distinct architectural personality. The house going up didn't look like it would ever possibly fit in. When they sided it, they chose to use a material quite common to the prevailing style, vertical boards. That siding choice really helped the new home fit in. Again, this house isn't appealing to me, but it was interesting to see how a siding choice affected the project. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.